John Daly, whom we then called John Charles Daly, broadcast for CBS in the 30s from Washington. Then, with the creation of that great dividing line of our times, the start of hostilities, he made his permanent home here in New York, in this Studio 9. It was here that he made his now famous broadcast on December 7th, 1941.
I was standing out there in the newsroom, looking over the machines, waiting for any last-minute things that came in, and this Pearl Harbor announcement hit, and I came in and broke into the Philharmonic concert to announce that Pearl Harbor had been attacked.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
The staff was sitting around this table, and we took turns going out and picking up every little bit of information we could about the relationships with the Japanese, the principles involved, the character and nature of Pearl Harbor, getting little shreds of information and telephone calls to our station affiliates in the area. And we just kept the air and kept on reporting everything that came through. It doesn't, in the context of all that's done these days, perhaps sound very revolutionary, but for that time, it was. The concept that you would just take over a whole network's operation and give the broadest and widest coverage of the story that you were on, in those days was a revolutionary concept.
John Daly also broadcast the news on that April day in 1945.
Wilderness Road. Adventure on the American frontier with the Weston family and Dan'l Boone in the exciting days following the American Revolution.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin from CBS World News. A press association has just announced that President Roosevelt is dead. The president died of a cerebral hemorrhage. All we know so far is that the president died at Warm Springs in Georgia.